the proletarians sans culotte, that means without pants.
Yes.
And all this terror thing happened then, that it was crazy, it was a lot of violence, a lot of destruction.
Thanks to the
and
British.
Then, yes, also the banking system took over in France. So that's how they had been able to destroy the essence of these revolutions.
But you know what? Listen to this. Leibniz had laid such a strong foundation in France that for the next 40 years, France led in scientific, mathematical development, technologies, and in early industrialized institutions. Even though the British fucked up the royalty and the leadership, the power of the Leibniz ideas put France as the most powerful country for 40 years. Until your father's buddy, Napoleon III, no, your great-grandfather's buddy, Napoleon III, came in and ruined France. And France and France didn't recover. It never recovered until de Gaulle, says LaRouche. It was put under more British control in the 1890s, and that helped Britain to control Russia and Japan and set up a war there in 1905. And then some other wars, and then they got into China, and then they brought in Mao's revolution, which screwed up a lot of the educated, technologized people of China. They were all killed. So the
Everywhere there has been, like, the Neoplatonists, the humanists, that are against this other band.
What'd you say? This other band?
Yeah, like the ones that think humans are stupid and they should just be slaves.
They're always there.
Yeah, they're fighting in different fronts, not only in the wars we see, but sometimes, like you know, like many people are not aware of you, but you are continuing this
secret fight. Yes, a new secret revolution.
Well, the real revolution of taking our power back.
Yeah, and giving the technology to help you do that.
The revolution is not going to be on television, right, Marshall?
No, it's going to be on Vimeo. The revolution will be on Vimeo.
But this thing was also reading about Russia, how when the revolution happened, a lot of the elite escaped, but many aristocrats and many scientists thought they have to stay in Russia, otherwise everything was going to be destroyed. And
yes,
they saw it as a moral obligation to stay there and try to make things better.
Yeah.
And the KGB, the Secret Service, was actually supposed to be only about encrypting messages and decoding messages. But from the beginning, there has been a lot of esoteric traditions in Russia, you know, like the Theosophists, and they believe in Shambhala and Tibet and all these things with
Gurdjieff
and
Blavatsky.
And yes, some aristocrats that had this knowledge, and scientists were behind a lot of scientific, very serious scientific studies done by the Secret Service in Russia, and they've done amazing things. They were studying people with some type of powers, like telepathic powers or telekinesis, and you know, people that move objects and this and that. They knew everything is some type of energy. So, of course, thought can be transmitted. There is a lot of logic behind that. And there is not only, like, we think about electricity, or there are many other types of things happening, like microwaves and many things.
Right.
And so they developed all these psychotronic weapons and many other things. And some people think, oh, these things may happen if they develop these technologies. You know, they can control what you think, they can know what you think. And I had the impression that actually all these things have already been done, because they were doing really amazing stuff with that.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Yes, and that was at the beginning of the century.
So listen to what Phil said.
They should have now...
Phil's gone off the reservation. Phil over in England probably got the British virus in him. He says, China is going to get rid of poverty by getting rid of all the poor people. Well, yeah, he doesn't mean... I hope, Phil, you don't mean getting rid of poor people by killing them. It's going to get rid of the poor people by getting them out of poverty. Anyways, Phil's got a ambivalence there. And then Michael comes in and says, China opened their 13th all-Chinese police station in South Africa last week. By 2020, they intend to take over South Africa. And this is Michael, who lives in South Africa, is describing this. They will likely eat the unemployed, which will trigger... quiet a growth stimulus, which will trigger quite a growth stimulus. I start Chinese lessons in the morning and am daily practicing being shorter. So Michael's trying to make himself shorter.
You know, there are very tall Chinese. I was in China.
Yeah.
And you may think all Chinese are small. They're also very tall Chinese.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
When we were playing the video of Frank against the apes, Martha says, ha, 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 Frank's got them on the ropes. She thought Frank was winning there. I don't know if you...
I was looking for something and I forget.
You forget what?
Yeah, the decision about... I am talking about the hidden ground of things going on in America.
Right.
Just as an example.
Yes.
So should I play it now?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. This is how Ion gives this hidden ground of what's really going on and what's going on and why we have to make America great again.
All right. Good.
For the best of humanity.
You have some questions for Ion?
Yeah, I do. Something Ion has said a few times regarding reparation rights to the Mississippi River.
Well, actually, they're more riparian, right?
Riparian, yeah. Thank you. Okay.
There might be reparations, but it's riparian.
Well, I didn't know that the Mississippi River, when we did the peace treaty of 1783, it gave Great Britain the right to the waterways of the Mississippi River as it did the United States. So it's freely shared, is that right? I just wanted to touch base with this because I was researching this Tennessee Water Authority because it branched off from the peace treaty of 1783, and I thought it tied into this election. I thought all three of these tied in together. He talked about Tennessee Valley Authority before, and it was created in 1933. It gave Great Britain free navigation of the Mississippi River, and the Tennessee Valley Authority is jointly under the control of the federal government and Great Britain, which I found really interesting. I never knew that. I never knew that we never really did break away from Great Britain in more than one sense, huh?
Cotton is king, darling.
I got into the correspondence between the different representatives in France, Holland, and Great Britain during the negotiations for the
occupation.
Is that what we call the Revolutionary War, is the occupation?
Yes.
But there was one correspondent, I wanted to ask you who they were talking about. I think this was Jay James talking, and I don't know who he was writing the letter to. I think it was, I don't know, Edmund Randolph is what it was in the collection of James Madison's writing. But this has direct tie-in to France. It says, our ally has added another important link to the chain of benefits by which this country is bound to France. He has remitted to us all the interest which he has paid for us or was due to him on the loans that were taken to us, together with all the charges attending the Holland loans, and has moreover postponed the demand of the principal to be paid for 1 year after the war and has agreed to receive it in 12 successive annual payments. I was wondering, who was the one that took out the loan and was paying all of this for us? Was that Saint Germain?
Well, Bob has all the details. It goes back to Leopold II, but yeah, indirectly.
So that whole, it's still tied in together. So the Louisiana Purchase comes 20 years later, which Saint Germain is involved with. And then we have this loan that was prior to that, that the payments of it didn't start until about 10 years before the Louisiana Purchase. So this one was also a loan held by Leopold and Saint Germain?
Yes.
Wow, they really did. This whole country was totally created by the... We've been trying to tell you this all along.
Everybody's running around with their cotton-picking, ditch-digging runner pups, and they've never had anything to do with anything. And they run around talking about what we're going to do. We're going, well, you're not going to do nothing. Sit down. Get in the fields. Get busy. Rock down Bob Rule.
Yeah.
And whether you know it or not, or care or not, it doesn't really matter. Here's where it gets really fun. Talk about a glyph cliched archetype. Bob doesn't even know. That's what's hysterical about it. You know, we can trust Bob. We'll not tell him. That's how we'll solve this one. We won't tell him.
Well, certainly, you know, the act, the Tennessee Valley Authority that was done in 33, the reason was that it was done for the bankruptcy of the United States. Is that why it was set up?
Basically, yes.
And it said that the Secretary of the Army has no right-of-way to that entity itself. It says that the authority granted to the Secretary of the Army shall not extend to or include the land held or acquired by the Tennessee Valley Authority. So, in other words, the military has no rights over anything to do with that entity. Is that correct?
That's right, and it goes up to Project Paperclip, which is in Huntsville, Alabama.
So it's all tied together. So that's why all that could go on.
It's the same committee, the same bloody committee or court that's been floating around for 10,000 years. And I'm one of the prime members of that committee. They dropped into Egypt. They went to Samaria. They went to China. They went to Korea. They went to the Ottoman Empire. They just float around enslaving people as a cover. Now, note this. In 1933 is when the Chinese did something, bought a whole bunch of stuff at Fort Knox. The gold thing. So much happened in 33, so you're talking about the European part of it, but Germain represents China. Is that right, Ion? Wasn't he the liaison to China?
He was.
So this is where the China thing comes in 1933, too.
It seems like every single entity in the last 10,000 years congregated on this continent, the United States. Well, for lack of a better word, they're all here. You know, they're all pulling the strings in different directions. Is that right?
Because they come from other worlds.
Well, as long as you're attaching it to Bob, then yeah.
I'm not only the most powerful person on the planet today. I've been the most powerful person for 10,000 years. Well, in eternity, it's not that long.
Except for the Queen Mom. She still got you by Fortnite, Bob.
She's an upstart. Came out of Scotland. Boy, I didn't see that coming. This little girl comes out of Scotland.
Yeah, and he thought the land girls were for something else, though. That's the rest of the story.
Yeah. She wouldn't give in one inch. I never got to sample her goods.
and you could penetrate, huh?
Yeah, I could penetrate. But, Kim, Project Paperclip is the Nazis, right? Werner von Braun and others and Galen. They come over after World War II bringing the best development. See, once you start doing this interworld parallel world empire building, you're pretty impervious. You can hang around as long as you want and maintain your empire and even drop it off and still work.
Until I know.
See, that's why there's really no insulin. That's why you have no insulin. They'll just get up there and tell you right quick.
But what's that got to do with insulin?
Insolent, when they're just being all cheeky. They don't give a damn who you are. We run this country. We're going to tell you how to get the fields. You don't have a vote. You don't have a say. But you think you are. Get out.
Get that, Kim? So, do you have any other questions, Kim?
Yeah, just one of the other things that the Tennessee Valley Authority does is it's a patent, an access to the patent and trademark office, and the right to copy the patent. This entire statue is hidden inside of the TVA. So I was wondering, because it appears that Great Britain, China, everyone else has access to the patent office and the patents themselves. It kind of reminds me, a couple weeks ago, Blacklist had a show on regarding someone that worked in the patent office and how all the patents were being hidden. And his job was he was trying to download all the patents so anybody could get to them instead of them being hidden. Is China really stealing our patents, or they just have full access to them? So, in other words, we always talk about, oh, right now, you know, they're making something and they stole the proprietary rights to it. Is that true, or do they just have full access to it without even having to steal?
We have access. They don't.
When people do make things and they patent them, does it give any other country free right to go in there and look and see what...
Patents don't do anything. The only reason you have a patent is that you're willing to fight for it, which is what you have to do anyway. The only reason, the only point is just don't give it all. If you ever give it all, you're lost. But then a generic is soon coming. So just...
Okay, I see what you're saying. And that's why you've always said the trademark so much. It's because then it belongs to you, right? You always say trademark. I always heard you say that.
That's a start, but that's something you have to fight for, too. It doesn't matter. After a little while, sooner or later, it comes up to the real simple thing. The simple thing is somebody goes against you, you ask them, are they a god? And if they're not, you smote them off the fucking face of the earth and call it a day. It's real easy.
I think what Kim brought up about the Mississippi River and the riparian water rights in the Tennessee Valley TVA being equally owned by the British and the U.S. or having those rights.
Okay, listen to this, Suzanne. There's a famous book, The Torbett Document, which Mae Russell said was the closest to the Kennedy assassination. Who did it? So she used it as her Bible. Well, if you read the Torbett Document, it's all about these Nazis gathered around the Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 30s.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you heard ISA Project Paperclip, that's the same
thing. Right, yeah.
So go buy the Torbett Document and read it. T-O-R-B-I-T-T. Okay. Buy that book. It's available. The Torbett
Document
of the bomb.
And you mentioned the Chinese also coming in something in 33. Was that the genesis of what got the Clinton into trouble and caused 9/11 because he didn't repay? Was that the loan?
No, that's the Nisana, whatever it's called. That's something different.
Nisara.
It might be connected in some way. Yeah, sorry, but the thing is, in 1933, these deals were made, and then in 1934, it was against the law for a citizen to have gold. So this was the setup before they announced in 34 under, you know, Roosevelt's first administration. So, okay, we now are owned by someone else, and you people can't have gold. That happened in 1934. And it took, like, till about 1974 before Americans could have gold again.
You know what?
That was all done in the year before.
One of the other interesting things about the Tennessee Valley Authority
is it also has precedence over the Federal Election Committee. And what that is to elect an administrator to administer the bankruptcy of the United States. So whoever gets
Ask Ian about that. Address that to Ian.
Well, we know that. We told her that.
No, let her ask a question. Nobody knows nothing. You garble all over the place. Say a million different things. So start over again.
We resemble it.
Hey, go ahead, Kim.
Ion, I read that the Federal Election Committee was started with the 1933 Act through the Tennessee Valley Authority, and it said that if the elections are to elect a bankruptcy administrator, I believe that's what it said, and that's what the elections are for, is who is going to preside over the bankruptcy. Is that what our elections are for? Is that what the head figure is?
Well, that's what the committee includes. The election committee controls the TVA through Project Paperclip, but that's how that works.
Okay, so originally the TVA was Great Britain's its right to be sharing the waterways and land that our
riparian
had no right to.
Riparian rights. That's what it's
riparian.
About.
Riparian. Okay, and then the Nazis come in later, correct, with Oak Ridge and the Project Paperclip, so that was added onto something that was already existing?
Well, that's just a coalescing of the whole thing. So you got the board of directors, and then you got the nominating committee, and then the review has to have a set place of how they apply. They call it their position, and their position then includes nothing else is controlled. It's like a code of conduct type thing. I see they call themselves a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but it's really not.
Well, that's what I found out when I read the documents. It was funny that Stranger Things had the Energy Commission running their programs, you know, that would be hidden underneath that entity, but you wouldn't really look at it. You would.
Right, always.
Okay. Hidden in plain sight.
Plain sight, that's right. And see, and there you go, and that's the, and then in that 1939 position, it's what slides you into a different level. And you were not going to question that. If you question that, you're not going to call the utility and cuss them out because Nixon did a bad thing, are you?
This thing about the Project Paperclip, the Nazis, Tennessee Valley Authority, and the nomenclature, Mae Brussel got very close. But what you're saying, she missed. There's something there you just said that she missed, right? But she got very close to that. That stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
But I can see where she missed it.
Yeah.
So, Kim, you caught up with Mae Brussel.
Well, that's not too much of a thing. It's an okay thing, but don't go mortgage the farm if that's all you got out of it, honey.
And Ion, the water rights extend not just along the river, but through the basin as well, through all the feeders into the river.
That is everything that's in that, everything that flows into that table. That's correct.
So it's a much larger area than just the Mississippi.
Well, there's only four water tables in the whole United States of America, as you call the America. So if you have those, you control one of four, you control a half.
Well, they said that the Tennessee Valley Authority had built their dam in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that controlled the waterway of the river that fed into the Mississippi
the
River.
The Tallapoosa Basin, yes.
And then you had said that is like 45 miles south, I believe, of Cairo, Illinois. Isn't that where you said at one time a great earthquake would occur that would cause the Mississippi to run backwards?
Well, this side of Joplin, but yes, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake. The Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite direction. That's coming. We're just a little ahead of it. Y'all messed it up when we went to the middle ground. So we had to basically start all over. We had a perfectly good cake recipe. Y'all messed it up. We're not arguing. We're just telling you. We're just reporting.
Yeah, so it's a back and forth with Zion.
I want to say, Roxy, that's an awesome recording. How'd you find that?
Zion inspires me. Like, I just have this idea. Let's talk about America.
You mean you? Do you have an index or an archive you went and looked in?
No. Somehow, things are in my awareness. Like, I'm looking for something else, and I just see it.
Well, where do you see it? Where is it?
In the Iron and Bob block.
Would it be under a topic like the Nazis and Project Paperclip that Ed organized? Maybe.
Let's see what it's called.
911?
No. But I send it to you. Mississippi River Riparian Rights, November 5, 2000.
2000 what?
16.
16. So it's a category called Riparian Rights.
Mississippi River.
Wow. So Ed organized it. Let me just go into Ina Bob and look under the inventory of Ion.
But it's really amazing how Ion goes always back and forth.
Yes.
And he gives you even more, like, he talks about paperclip.
Yes.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, under Ion, in the top bar, in the M section, Mississippi River, Riparian Rights, the Treaty of 1783, somehow that attracted you? And you clicked on it.
Yeah, I was actually looking for something about the founding father.
Right. You saw 1783. Yeah, that would fit.
But,
so, very good find.
I think it's a great example of how Ion talks about America.
Yeah.
It also gives you a lot of hidden ground things that really are hidden ground.
Right, right. The, Phil says, all the gold got sold to China by successive corrupt U.S. administrations. China will have a nasty shock when they try to sell it to Bob, and he doesn't want it because RNA drops have made it worthless. Yes, the China own nothing. They don't have anything with all their gold. Let's see. Phil says, I was listening to some post-2016 election archived Ion, and they commented on China, and he said that China will crash due to U.S. trade tariffs. And that's 18 months before Trump even began the trade war. Wow. And China really is crashing currently. Well, that's interesting. Good little retracing there. And Michael says, you know, he was going to start practicing his Chinese lessons and trying to be shorter. After he heard us or you talking about the great breakthrough of China, he said, that's a relief to hear, Roxy. I'll scratch that practice then. He's not going to try learning Chinese anymore. So we're shaking up tonight. People are learning and dissembling.
I always love these Chinese movies. They're monumental, and they have this great kung fu.
Yeah.
About the...
Yeah, you and your sister used to look at the
inside
kung fu.
The Chinese court and everything that was going on in the Forbidden City. They're amazing.
Yes, you were
always attracted by China.
Yeah, and then you went over there and they arrested your father.
Not really, but they knew everything.
They do everything. What do you mean, not really? They interrogated him, right?
Yes, because he had been in America. And
he'd been singing in a choir. They didn't like that. They don't like choir activities. So, Michael, you've got them really working it up there. They're typing away, trying to make sense of their own reality. They're trying to fit the new knowledge that you're presenting into their world. So Michael says, come 2020, we will need Chinese help to defend us, the non-black community, from all the black peoples who no longer get monthly social grants from the ANC. So he's talking about South Africa. All social grants stop in 2020. These social grants from all the black peoples, what the heck, I read that wrong. These social grants are currently paid for by the Chinese government. This flow of free cash to millions of black peoples each month comes to completion in 2020. The money for these grants comes from China paying for South African mineral rights. In 2020, they are paid up on this contract. The ANC, what's that, the African National Congress, has and is making no contingency moves to replace this flow of money. In 2020, when this free flow of money to black people stops flowing, millions of black people will starve and riot within weeks. In that moment, when the ANC then predictably blames the white people for their situation, using apartheid as their decoy, the non-black communities here will need the Chinese to protect them. Once this 2020 phase of the operation is over, the Chinese know they will require the assistance of the non-human. Because of the non, and then it's blipped out, but I think you mean a non-human.
Yes, and it's like, but what would you say a depressed suicidal kid to vote?
Say that again? What would you say to who?
In the crossfire, they say, what would you tell a young person who is suicidal and
yes.
Trump says, to vote? and they were like, what? That really is, like, it's really important to vote, defend your rights,
yeah.
Defend America, defend the...
They showed their ignorance. They didn't see how that would help anybody. They didn't believe in democracy. They didn't take it seriously.
Yeah, that America is actually a great human creation.
Zappa knew it.
That has to be defended, even by Ion and the ascended ones.
That's right. I think Michael corrects what he wrote. The assistance of the non-black communities who were not polluted by the ANC doctrines to participate in rebuilding the country. By 2022, the Chinese Republic of South Africa will be up and running and looking forward to many Silk Road blessings. So what was the first part he said? The Chinese know they will require the assistance of the non, I said non-human, but he meant non-black communities who were not ruled by the ANC doctrines to participate in rebuilding the country. So Michael is hoping there's a chance for him and his white guys to get rehabilitated by the Chinese takeover. Then Phil says, the whole post-election November 2016 ION content is full of ionic gems. Yes, there were many gems uttered by ION, and I am happy that people are looking them up because I haven't got time to do it. I'm too busy living in the present. I'm not retracing anymore. I have Roxy to do that and everybody else that contributes.
Yes, and in one of the conventions done by LaRouche, he told the youth that the founding fathers were no older than you.
And I'm going to look that up. I saw that. Let me just look up how old were
you? Yes, I said that the two things from LaRouche explaining.
Right, that was columns. They
so
were videos.
He bases his whole ideas in those ideas, mainly by Hamilton.
Yes.
And how these ideas are behind the Silk Road and what's going on in America now.
Right. I looked up Thomas Jefferson, born in 1743. So he was in his 30s. In the 70s of the revolution decade. So to LaRouche, who's 90-something, the young people, he would consider 30-year-olds young. That's what he meant. He didn't mean teenagers.
Yes, and the thing is, LaRouche is saying the economics are behind this decadence. And we actually have to save the world, the civilization.
Yeah.
That's the what Trump is actually doing.
Did you hear me? You probably don't remember back in 2010, 2011, I said during a payday, or what was it called back then, cash flow, I said, You Americans are so screwed up. You needed two Canadians to come and save you. I declared that me and Carol were coming to save America. And we were just puny Canadians. So I was into this saving America thing long before Trump.
Yeah, and the Laurentians like Trump because they see that the crisis now is worse than in the 20s.
Yeah.
And we need a president that is like Roosevelt, they say.
Is what?
That America needs a president that is like Roosevelt. That,
oh, like
that
Roosevelt.
New economic system.
Well, and LaRouche says it's an old system, the American system, you know. Just go back to what the great guys did.
It goes back to the foundation of America, to Hamilton.
Now, here's how you get to ION. Obviously, the LaRouche program can't be implemented. Because software has wiped out people. The Android meme has made everybody surplus flesh. That is why you have to have intervention. I've made this point many times, but it seems appropriate, because the answers don't work anymore. Ion used to talk about the old answers don't fit the new questions. The new questions are directed at the old problems. Nobody's saying the new questions for the new problems, and nobody's coming up with answers for the new problems. And McLuhan said, the new questions are the answers. Just the questions themselves are the answers. Because they make you think it through, and then you don't have to implement anything. But that's not good enough for ION. We're moving forward. And ION provides, you say, you know, LaRouche is ionic, Zappa is ionic, all the good stuff. ION includes. That's what you're noticing.
Yeah. And actually, ION is developing the new technologies needed by
man. We played something tonight. I don't know if it was, maybe it was during Kim's thing, what you played. Did you hear ION say, stop worrying your little head about the issues. You're not going to do anything about it. You aren't allowed to do anything about it.
You're doing nothing.
You are doing nothing. That was great. See, nobody is as radical as ION. He's swarming over the whole topic, like the way McLuhan said. Don't have a point of view. Just swarm over the topic. ION swarms over everything. You know, taking swipes as he's answering a serious question, he's taking manipulative swipes at people as he passes through. You know nothing.
And in the convention, LaRouche says, do you know that this nation, that by a youth movement, you had an old fogey like me, Benjamin Franklin.
Right.
One of the leading scientists of the 18th century. Do you know how old the Marquis de Lafayette was when he became a general of the Revolutionary Army?
He was about 18. LaRouche is asking that?
Yeah, the audience. Do you know how old he was at Yorktown when he played a crucial part in determining the freedom of this country? Do you know how old our first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, was when he played his role? Do you know how old Jefferson was when he began working under the leadership of Franklin? They were no older than you when they began to enter politics and played a decisive role. Study that. Learn that. Study Bob Chart.
Yes, that's LaRouche's statement.
What youth.
Yeah, McLuhan, LaRouche, Zappa, Croker, Thompson, they all said somewhere, study the Bob Chart. They all sort of said
that. LaRouche said, that's what your potential is.
Right. And that's,
you know,
me.
Like, be aware of what you can be, and it doesn't matter how old are you.
That's right.
You
LaRouche
can start.
LaRouche is the same.
There are great ideas already there.
Right.
You have to make them yours, because ideas are useless if they're not personified by somebody like Frank Zappa.
Right. Let me say this. LaRouche is the same age as me. Here I am, 96 years old, 4 years from 100, and I'm telling you young people, little Roxy, little Michael in South Africa, all you little people, young people, you're being led by an old fogey, just like LaRouche, Ben Franklin,
exactly.
Moses. It's humor. See, that's more entertaining than any Broadway play. They got a big play about Hamilton. There's a musical on now. I think they present him as a punk rocker or something. You know, Hamilton on Broadway. Some British bullshit that turns him into a punk monster. That's how sick it is down there in New York City. Do you know that these young people, when they were fighting the British, they sat outside of New York City for like about 5 years? They just parked themselves in New Jersey.
That's how you can understand why Zappa tell them, vote.
Yes. He always, in that first interview in 1966 to the Hit Parader teen magazine, he's telling them the young people have incredible power. They could stop drinking Coca-Cola. If they all agreed to stop drinking Coca-Cola, they could influence the policy of that company and then where it goes into politics. Yes, he started what he called the interested party, trying to get youth to interested in vote. He wanted the producer of Freak Out, Tom Wilson, who also produced Dylan and other people in the mid-60s, he wanted Tom Wilson to run for president, this black guy with a Harvard degree and worked for Columbia Records. Zappa was doing this in 66, while everybody in 67, 68, when everybody else had run around being stoned or joining the SDS and blowing up post offices and being ridiculous. Here's Zappa, who looked freakier than anybody, being the most rational, quote, straight person of them all.
Yeah.
Great manipian satire there. Let's see if the commentary is keeping up with me. Love jobs in
yes,
the house.
And the problem is like the Revolution War never. There was the Civil War, and then in the 70s, the British system finally took over the American system.
In 1879, with the Gold Species Act.
Yeah. And. That happened also in France after the revolution.
Yes.
But LaRouche thinks that took us to the crisis that we are now into. Like, and this is really a danger for the whole civilization. It's like this has to change or... This is the end of civilization.
Now, let me add to that. So I wrote in 1995, Up the Orphic Ante, that friction-based society is what we've had for thousands of years. And friction-based in technology and other things can't survive. But we're moving to a non-friction-based society with our Coldplay and other technologies. That's what's coming into the 21st century. We're going to move to a non-friction-based. You need to know that term. And the wars that you're saying are coming, if we don't get our shit together, is friction-based. So you get a lot of figures of friction happening right now. Some were saying, you know, they're obsolete. So that's all you get. Maybe Ginny was saying that. All you get is, yeah, you didn't hear that part. She was talking about you get these figures of authoritarian dictators, friction-based modalities and metaphors that are hiding the frictionless society. And the frictionless society will be, or the non-friction, will be brought in by the relax and allow products like the RNA drops and our other iCell-derived things. There's no friction in them. That's why they work so fast. There's something new. I never said that before, Michael, or Bert, or Phil.
Yes, because as they took over, then what was the result? 9/11, you know, the Bush.
Yeah.
Family were very linked to the...
The Bush family? Who the Bush?
George Bush.
Oh, Bush. Bush family. Oh, well, no, George wasn't that bad. That's just... Democratic Party propaganda. Ion said that. Even the Evergreen said that Bush wasn't, like people claimed, that he was involved with the Kennedy assassination. No. Everyone said George Bush would have told who killed Kennedy if he knew, if someone told him. So we don't need to focus too much on the Bush family. They're hopeless, useless.
Well, but I think they did play a role in 9/11, that the situation got so bad that the war on terror is then permanent.
No, do you know, like, you know why? Do you know why 9/11 happened? You got to give me the right answer. There's one answer.
Because they wanted to, well, according to Ion, there is a lot of things going on there with the portal in Manhattan.
Yeah, but I must have, the first practical answer was financial. Do you remember that? What was the financial problem that 9/11 would solve?
Tara, I think.
What?
Well, I think because Clinton could pay, but he didn't pay it.
Right, that was later given. Here's what they had to do. There was all these international agreements or international debts by somebody to someone else in the Morgan Stanley floors of the building. And so those records had to be blown up. And they were blown up and then, you know, scattered about as they fell to the ground in around Wall Street. And people could pick up, you know, ripped up bonds, ripped up this and that, and, you know, maybe even declare them, try to get something from them, but basically they were ruined. They wanted to stop and cancel the international records so that there'd be a clean slate. That's the main reason, Ion said. The Nasara agreement was some part of that. Maybe the international agreements were based on Nasara. But when he talked about the international stuff at Morgan Stanley, he didn't mention Nasara. But they could be. The Nasara was some kind of agreement. What else was there? What's the other reason you said?
Well, I also think they test new types of technologies, like during World War II, Japanese who had already surrendered, but they exploded the bombs anyway just to see the effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they wanted to see new types of weapons, like holograms and...
Right.
And some type of explosives.
And China just wanted to get their building back, the parallel world.
Yes. These that are being used to create other technologies.
So all these international agreements probably involve the debts to the Chinese, and that would be the Nasara, so the Chinese are involved there, and the Chinese want their building back. So, like you said earlier, there was a lot of reasons that actually connect to each other reason to make a coherent, larger reason about why it happened. And it's in the Bible. Now, Phil says, I am predicted John Bolton would be brought into Trump's team to dismantle the UN, much to Bob's displeasure. What the fuck? There's no Bob displeasure. Bob, you don't know what Bob likes or dislikes. That's ridiculous. And 1 year later, Bolton was duly recruited by Trump. Well, that's very interesting if I am predicted John Bolton would come in to dismantle the UN. Lovejob says, I like it. The new answers are the questions. Lovejob likes that. Phil says, Vice President Mike Pence, his recent comments regarding LaRouche's idea. The United States offers a better option. We don't drown our partners in a sea of debt, he further claimed. We don't offer a constricting belt or a one-way road. So Mike Pence is claiming he's got a better idea than China. Lovejob says, frictionless energy retrieves friction in the social sphere. In the social sphere. Mad Max isn't caused by lack of oil. It's caused by free energy. Now, why would you say that, Lovejob? Do you want that to happen? You want to start talking up bad ideas and bring them forward? That's highly suspect, Lovejob. your double agent status is starting to be revealed.
Not in our world. Not in our world.
Not in our world, Joe Jub Love. Phil says, Bond's debt to China.
Blowjob.
Yeah, Michael says, robbery, Bob. 911 was a robbery. Well, what? Of what? Building 7 held all the records for the trillions missing from the Pentagon, as announced the day before by Donald Rumsfeld. I hadn't heard that idea. I know about the announcement, trillions missing.
Yes, the part, all the part that happened in the Pentagon is so fake. Like, it's very obvious that it was a missile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Missile. You don't even see a plane scatter around like the mess that will really create.
Yeah, that's right. Building 7 held all the records for the trillions missing from the Pentagon. That may be so, but there also were the records for Wall Street in the Morgan Stanley. Hung Far Low, look at that name, Hung Far Low, says the Chinese want their steel back after 911. Well, that's good. How'd you know that, Mr. Low? How'd he know that? They're all probably the same person typing here. Michael, Phil, Love Job, Hung Low, all the same person with different names. I want to give you, I was going to give you a little music. Love Job says, well, just because it retrieves conflict doesn't mean Dobbstown will let that occur. Yeah, that's a good point there. Yes. Bob didn't like John Bolton because he was a warmonger. No, I think John Bolton was discussed a lot by Mae Brussels way back in the 80s as a bad guy. If I said he was bad, I was thinking of Mae Brussels. And then Michael says, 911 was really two snow globes colliding. Yes, apparently that's an aspect of it. Okay, your next point, Roxy, in the Civil War of America.
It never stopped. Like, America was always attacked.
Well, LaRouche say it never stopped from Moses' time. You know, there's always been the oligarchies against the humanists. That's the battle, he says, all through history. And it's the only battle.
Right. Yes, I think it's clear for me now.
Yes.
It is really like...
It's so obvious to you.
Yes, like the ones trying to ascend and help men develop their Leonardo da Vinci potential.
Yeah.
And the ones that want humanity to be kept in slavery.
And that division.
Unaware.
And that division.
Listening to stupid music, eating bad food, junk food.
Yes. And it goes right into your family, your divided family.
Well, it goes into everybody's family.
Yes, like, that's true.
We're all in this planet.
Yes, that's true. Sean writes, the power to choose belongs to the sovereign. When you register to vote, you give your sovereign consent to majority rule, whether you vote or not. It is a public announcement that you are no longer competent as an individual sovereign and that you are no longer responsible for your individual acts. So Sean is saying voting is not good for people. I think that's what she's saying. The power to choose belongs to the sovereign. When you register to vote, you give your sovereign consent to a majority rule, whether you vote or not. It is a public announcement that you are no longer competent as an individual sovereign, that you are no longer responsible for your individual acts. So there's the anti-Zappa argument. Do not register to vote. We have a few Ionauts doing that, like Brian. They hang out with the state supremacists, or I don't know what, the state's rights people, who will not even sign up for a driver's license.
Well, of course, the most ideal is to have your own kingdom.
Yes.
And don't expect any government to solve things for you.
That's right. I was thinking what Brian and the Iron Knots.
That sounds like a band, Brian and the Iron Knots.
Yeah, that's a good title. But what you were saying, For some reason, my mind is not focusing on any content. I can't find an idea.
You've been on air like
a couple days. It's the anniversary of Bob Fest.
Like,
Wait.
We were recording the video and we were both falling asleep, like, but we managed to, like, talk for 2 hours.
I wasn't falling asleep. You were.
Of course. Look at the video. You're, like, yawning also.
that was caused by you. That was me picking it up from you. But Jeannie pointed out many hours ago that this is the anniversary. It was 5 years ago, starting today or yesterday, November 22nd.
5 years ago, today. Sergeant Pepper came out.
Yeah, and Bobby came to not eat and stay on the radio. I did Bob Fest 5 years ago this week, November 22nd. That's what converted you. That was the thing that made you say, this guy is a god.
Boom,
I want to become
boom,
like
boom,
Bob.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to our archives.
Da-da.
And, you know, I want to play you. What was the first song I played on that day? Let's see. Let's go over and maybe play it. What did I start with? Now, there's also my 36-hour playing of music constantly. That was a smaller version. But we go to 2013. We go down to November. There it is, Bob Fest. Part one. Let's see. Now, how do you hear this? Let's see if it even has any music.
You know, my telephone started bleeping like when the battery is low, but we just keep here until it dies.
Right. And then it probably won't die. Remember, some of them stay on for hours.
Yes.
Let me just see what this is. Tony's playing. All right, so it starts off with some corny, classical, rocky kind of music. And then it goes and then it goes into Zappa, 200 Motels. But I want to go, I have a song in mind, so I'm going to go to the 2014 Bob thing. All Night Music, I think it was New Year's Eve. Let's see. Here it is. I want to see what the first song there is.